comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Talk radio like nowhere else on Earth, that's a guarantee. I'm here because it matters, and so do you. You know, Friday, and by the way, if you haven't realized it yet, this is Friday. We've made it through another week. And it has been a rather fabulous week here at the Kevin Smith Show. We've had some really hot shows. But Friday is K-Files night. That means immediately after the show tonight, I will begin sending out the K-Files e-zine. And that's our free weekly newsletter. If you haven't subscribed, you need to do so. It's free. Okay? It's not. There are no tricks here. I know on the internet there are all kinds of tricks. You know, it's free, and then you get over there and you have to fill out 47 surveys before you get it, or you have to sign up for some kind of service or something. No, we speak English here. It's free, F-R-E-E. It's our free weekly newsletter. You can unsubscribe anytime you want. There are no strings attached. There's always information in it about the show, the inner workings of the show, what's going on, what's coming up. But we also have articles in there about interesting things having to do with the genre of this show. In addition to that, we have links to interesting videos. Most of the time, we have audience feedback where people have written to us and emailed us and told us some things. And so it's just a good publication. And it keeps you in the know. It keeps you up to date with what's happening here at the show. So if you haven't subscribed, be sure you go over and subscribe over at my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Just click the button that says K-Files E-Zine. We've got a Halloween party coming up. A lot of people have been registering for the Halloween party. It's going to be on our private TV channel. Now, we're going to be taking a break here in just a little bit, and when we come back from the break, I will explain how that works. For those of you who have never done that with us before, I'll explain how it works so that you will feel comfortable with it. It's a good deal. But people have been signing up for the Halloween party, and I've been collecting ideas for contests and games. And I've been lining up some special guests to join us during our online live Halloween party. So, if you haven't signed up, go do so. It costs $5. And this was suggested by someone who is a listener to this show and a member of our members area. It was suggested during chat that we do something like this in order to have fun on Halloween and help support the show financially. So, I thought it was a good idea. Most of the good ideas that come through here come from you. That's a fact. And, you know, you built this show. And so, I figure since you built it, you know how to keep it going. And most of the good ideas that come through here come from our audience. If you haven't signed up for the Halloween party, do so tonight at kevinsmithshow.com, and we'll be back right after this. about this Halloween party, huh? How does that work? Because I have gotten some email from folks wanting to know. I want to answer some of the questions that have come in this week. People want to know. They've never done any of our private TV channel, our closed circuit TV channel. They've never done any events with us that way. And so they don't know how it works. And here's the way it works. The way it works, on Halloween, on October 31st, on October 31st at the regular show time, okay, so like right now, same time, you just go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Now, if you look at my website right now, you will see where there is a pumpkin spinning around. And right now, the link that's under that pumpkin spinning around takes you to where you can buy your ticket for the party. But on that date, on October 31st, when you click the link under the pumpkin, it will take you to the party. It will open a page that has a viewer, or actually it'll pop up a viewer, just like now. It'll pop up a viewer, a player, and that player will have the live party going on, okay? The live online, just a, sort of a special festival going on. And interesting guests, not just one, several interesting guests that we'll talk to. We'll also have some games and give away some prizes having to do with Halloween, all right? And it's just going to be a good time. But in order for that pop-up player to work for you, it's going to ask you for a password. In order to get the password, you have to pay $5 for your ticket. Now, that $5 goes to the support of the show, of course, and then you get to get in on the live party. That's how it works. All right. Now, when you pay for your ticket, it takes you to a page where you can immediately, there are two links on that page, and immediately you can download this ebook called The Haunted House, absolutely free. It's an old book, way before Amityville Horror, and it's supposed to be based on real events. It's supposed to be based on actual haunting of a house. And it is it's kind of a Halloween classic. It's old, and so it's out of print, and a lot of people don't have it anymore. But you can have it absolutely free as our way to say thank you when you buy your ticket. The second link on that page takes you to your password. You need to write it down. Now, let me just say to everyone, that password is case sensitive. It's in all caps, and you have to put it in all caps when you use it to get into the party. Okay? So that's how it works. Also, I've gotten a couple of emails where people are saying, is there anything that shows what you've got in your members area? Well, yes. If you click on the website, in fact, I'm not really sure what the website says. Let me look at it. On the menu, on the website, let's just see. Let me open that up and see what happens. Well, apparently it doesn't want to open up. There we go. Now we'll see what happens. We'll open it up and we'll see on the menu over on the left-hand side, there are, you know, there's a list of things for you to check. And I think it says about the members area, I think is what it says. And no, it says become a member. If you click that, you'll see a page open that's got graphics that show you what's in it. One question I got was, do you have archives in there? The answer is yes. They're called K-Pods. That is where the archives are. If you want to get into the archives of the Kevin Smith Show, you want to get into all those great past interviews that we've done, great shows that have happened, that's the place. And it's in the members area. Cost you a whopping 23 cents a day. And that's not much. And by the way, 23 cents a day today is worth a whole lot less than it was last year. So, you know, the price is going down as the dollar continues to nosedive. So this is a good deal. All right. Wow, we have had some good shows this week, haven't we? Great guests, interesting stuff, and I think it's just been a fascinating week. Well, tonight is Open Line Live. That means BYOT, bring your own topic. We're going to open the phone lines for that here in just a little bit. As always, I brought some interesting stuff as well, along with some photographs for you. And we'll take a look at those, and we'll talk about these. I'll talk about these for just a little bit, and then we'll open up the telephone line. And if you wish to speak about these topics, that's good. If you wish to make a comment or discuss any of the previous shows we've done or guests that we've had, that's good too. And if you want to talk about something entirely different from that, that's okay too, as long as it's in our genre of something strange and unexplained. We don't get into politics, and we don't get into religious doctrine, but if you're in our genre, as long as it's in our genre, any topic will do. Bring your own topic night. Maybe I ought to start calling it that instead of Open Line Live. But you know, if I put up on our website, if I put up that it's BYOT night, bring your own topic, you know, BYOT, a lot of people wouldn't get it. They wouldn't figure that out. So we'll call it Open Line Live. Okay, today was a big day for NASA and the moon. It was a big day for us, too. You know me. I'm pro-NASA. I'm not pro-everything NASA does or has done, but I think we need NASA. I think we need NASA to straighten up. I guess there's never been an agency or an organization about whom it would be more accurate to say straighten up and fly right. They need to straighten up. And they need to get their stuff in order. They need to stop any obfuscation about what they find and tell us the truth about everything they're doing and everything they find. However, having said that, I'm a NASA supporter, and I think they've done some marvelous things in terms of space exploration and in terms of development of technology. That makes our lives a whole lot better. And so I'm a NASA supporter. I'm also really suspicious of a lot of stuff that happens because it just seems that there's too much of it, there's too much of a pattern, and it appears to be a pattern. And anytime you have a pattern, you had a plan. You know, that's another, a pattern means there's a plan. And so this was a big day. Today was the day they crashed two spacecraft into the moon. Now, you may remember they were going to crash, it's the LaCrosse mission, and they were going to crash the spacecraft into Cabeus A, a crater on the south polar region of the moon. Well, I went on the air, and I showed pictures of it, and you may remember I was using 3D pictures of it, and you may remember that I said, look, it may just be my imagination, but doesn't that look like some kind of buildings, structures right there at the rim of that crater? Well, then, before the show was over, now I'm sure that they already had made the decision to change the location of the crash prior to the show. I'm positive of that. But before the show was over, I got a message from one of our listeners saying they've changed the location of where they're going to crash from KBSA to KBS. And so today they did that, and they said the reason that they were going to crash this spacecraft, it's about the size of a bus, into the crater was so that it would shoot a plume of debris into the sky. And coming in behind, so you had the one that's going to crash, okay, but coming in behind it was another spacecraft with instruments on it that was going to fly through the debris and take measurements to see if they could find water ice in that crater. Now, they've already found that there is water on the moon. That they've discovered. it's not that this water is in big puddles and pools or rivers and streams. Not at all. But it is in the soil. And so they know there is water on the moon. There is H2O. Now, they're looking for, at least this is what they said, this is how they build the La Crosse mission, that what they're looking for is water ice, because then you've got a concentration of it that perhaps you could convert to use for oxygen, for drinking water, and maybe even for rocket fuel. And it would make it possible then to have a sort of permanent human outpost or colony on the moon. And so that's what this La Crosse mission was all about. Well, you know, everything raises my eyebrows. Anything that doesn't go according to plan raises at least one of my eyebrows. And I can do that too, by the way. I don't know if you could see this. I mean, look. Let's see. Pretty cool, huh? Almost like Mr. Spock. Anyway, this raised both of my eyebrows, because as the La Crosse big bus-sized piece of thing was headed towards the crater, being followed by the other spacecraft they called the Shepherding spacecraft, it had cameras on it. And the cameras were going to capture both the crater and the crash. And as they approached, the camera went dead. There were no live pictures of this crash. Now, Cabeus and Cabeus-A are right close together. Did they crash in Cabeus? Or did they crash in Cabeus-A? Or did they crash somewhere else? We don't really know for sure, because the live video camera went dead just before it crashed. Now, if they crashed at Cabeus, it would look like this. Also, I've been getting emails because I've been discussing the Indian spacecraft and the statement that was first released that the Indian spacecraft Chandrayaan-1 disappeared from radar. And I had a guest that said, there's no such thing as radar that can track anything over at the moon. We don't have radar that can reach the moon. And I've also gotten email from people telling me the same thing. And then several people sending me links to information that shows that we do. Well, what you're looking at, if you're watching KSS TV, you are looking at a photograph that is a radar photograph shot from Earth. We have radar right here on Earth that can reach the moon, and look at the detail in this photograph. This is very detailed, much more so than optical photographs that we get back from the moon. And this is a Earth-based radar photograph. And it is of the Cabeus area. So right in that area somewhere, that is where they crashed the La Crosse spacecraft. Now, the question that I've got is, where did they really crash it? What did it really look like? And why did the cameras go dead? They say that there was no big plume of ejecta that came out of the crash. And in fact, they say, you know, it'll be a while before we have any information about the presence or absence of water. Where was the big plume of ejecta that was supposed to shoot skyward when this thing crashed? Apparently, it didn't happen. So then the Shepherding spacecraft that flew in behind it, did it actually pick up anything with its sensors? If there was no cloud of ejecta coming out of the crash, there was no cloud of ejecta for that spacecraft to fly through. And maybe there's no cloud of ejecta because they didn't crash in a crater that had ice. I mean, it could be a dud. Could be all rock. No sand, just rock. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe they crashed in Cabeus. Maybe in Cabeus A. I have no real reason to suspect they crashed anywhere except Cabeus, other than the fact that right at the crucial moment, their live video feed went dead, almost predictably. And, you know, that always raises an eyebrow with me when, you know, right when you get to the good stuff, somehow or another, their cameras go dead or they swing around to some other position or we've lost communications with the satellite. I mean, it's just over and over and over and over. And so I don't know. But I find it curious. Maybe I should do a show on the curious case of Cabeus, but you know that's just beyond coincidence to me because it's just happened so many times. Again, that photograph that people on our TV station are seeing, that photograph is made with earth-based radar. So when people tell you that we don't have radar that can reach the moon, remember this photograph. Yes, we do. And it bounces back with great detail. And this is what S. Satish said, who was speaking for the Indian, the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO. That's their version of NASA. And speaking for them, his first statement that was published and then disappeared, said that the satellite just suddenly disappeared from radar. And he said, we're going to ask the Americans and maybe the Russians to see if they can use their radar to locate it, because they have very powerful radar. All mentions about it vanishing off of the radar screen, all mentions of that disappeared within hours. You can't even find that on the internet anymore. They just say now they lost radio contact. That isn't what happened. It disappeared. Boom. Blinked off of the radar. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Tonight is Open Line Live. We have not yet opened the telephones. I will in just a moment. But I got a couple of other things I want to bring to your attention. Perhaps you have heard about them. One of them is that Gary McKinnon has lost his appeal fighting extradition in the courts in the United Kingdom, and his lawyers say that they will now consider applying to the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg. So it's not over. They've got another step they plan to take, and then if that fails, I guess then Mr. McKinnon will be extradited to the United States to face charges for hacking into military and NASA computers. One more thing, and then we'll open up the telephone line, so get your fingers warmed up here and get ready to rock and roll. You know, a long time ago, Mr. Richard Hoagland said that he believed that there was an ocean of water under the ice, an ocean of liquid water under the ice on Europa. And everyone scoffed at that, and then, of course, came around to saying, you know what, there's water. There's a huge ocean of liquid water under the ice on Europa. He was exactly right. Well, now some additional research, and I'm not really sure because I don't know the science behind this, but some additional research has led the researchers to believe that there is a whole bunch of oxygen in that water. They think that it has enough oxygen that it could support the kind of ocean life that we've got here. And so, not that they're saying that they think there is that sort of ocean life, but there's that much oxygen. So if you've got that much oxygen in the water, then there is a possibility that there could be some sort of life similar to what we have in our oceans here. It raises the possibility. All right, tell you what we're going to do. We're going now to open up the telephone line. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. And we invite you to give us a call. If you need to call me on the toll-free line, it is 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, hi, Kevin. Good evening. This is Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Surprisingly enough, I was watching TV tonight, and they said that they were actual pictures of this thing hitting the moon, and they showing the debris flying up, and then they said that the analysis would be forthcoming. It takes some time to do that.
All right, now wait a minute. Today, as the thing was happening, their cameras went dead. And now they've got pictures?
Well, I seen it on TV, and I swear they said, it could have been an emanation, but I swear they said that these were actual high-resolution pictures of this actually happening, and that analysis were forthcoming. They didn't have that yet. And it showed this thing hitting this crater and debris flying up. It all looked like white powder debris. So it kind of looked animated, but I could swear they said that this was supposedly actual footage. But I won't swear.
All right, I'm going to read to you, and I don't doubt what you're saying. I find it very interesting that they're doing this, though. I'm going to read to you two things out of this report. Okay, and this report is from AFP. Here we go. It says, cameras mounted on the 1,965-pound, 891-kilogram Shepherding spacecraft failed to beam live footage of the initial impact as the craft flew behind the impactor, though NASA insisted the experiment went well. That's one statement. Plus, I was watching when it went dead. Okay. Here's the other statement. There was no picture of a huge plume of dust that scientists had expected to see after the impact. And now they've got pictures. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. Not that I believe it, because, how long have, the moon ain't that far away. How long have we been looking at it? I mean, if we don't know that, what's on the moon by now, we ain't never gonna know. That's how ridiculous it is. They got things looking at the sun. They got spectral analysis of everything, everything that makes up the sun, just through looking through the corona and all that stuff. I even watched a show the other day where if they get the sun or a reflection of another planet from the sun at the right angle to another planet where they can spectroanalyze, get the right picture of the atmosphere, they can tell exactly what's on that planet, and then the play of this game, it's like, I just don't know who they're playing with, who they think they're kidding.
Well, if I'm very happy if they have pictures. I would like to hear the story of how they got pictures when what they told us is that the camera on the live feed went dead and there are no pictures. And so if they got pictures, I'd like to know how they did it.
Yeah. This the picture I seen was almost, it was almost parallel to the moon, right off, you know, outside the crater, but it was really close up, you know, right at the angle where you could see it come in and hit. So, you know, it kind of looked fakeish to me, but, you know, I could have swore they said this was, you know, real live high resolution footage, but I could be mistaken. You know, it could have been.
Well, the guy that was the project scientist is Anthony Colapreti. And it says here, Colapreti downplayed the importance of having no pictures of the plume because he said light spectrum measurements will show if there is water in the lunar soil that was tossed up. So they had no pictures, according to the chief scientist, and he said, that's not important. So he was responding to the fact that they had no pictures. I got something to say about that, but there's somebody that can say it better. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this, but the audience will.
There's something screwy around here.
There's something screwy around here. Okay, well, look, thanks for the call. Interesting information.
Yeah, thanks, Kev.
All right, bye. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Or 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Mike from Mississippi.
Hello, Mike.
I just want to throw this out there that I was watching the video of the LaCrosse crashing into the moon on YouTube, and I watched it live on NASA TV.
Yep.
And it just looked like the whole thing was faked. Because it just looked like they had a picture of the moon on their computer. I mean, just zooming it in like every 2 seconds. And as they got closer to the crater that they was impacting, it just became one pixelated mess. And then everything just, you know, went blank, and we never did see the crash or anything like that.
You know, let's just speculate, because, you know, they say we're those folks, when we talk about these kinds of things, say we're wacky anyway, so I'll just be wacky. Let's just speculate that there's someone else on the moon, that someone else on the moon did not appreciate the Chandrayaan-1 satellite taking pictures of certain things, and they caused it to vanish. It did vanish from radar, according to S. Satish. Okay.
Well done.
Now, let's just say that they also did not appreciate the LaCrosse mission, and they caused it to vanish. Maybe it didn't crash at all. Maybe the reason that the camera went dead is because it got taken out.
Well, that's what I think is happening is that either one or two scenarios happened here. It disappeared, you know, long before that point, and, you know, they had to keep their word to the public that something was going to happen, or else they'd stir up all kinds of, you know, mess if they come out and said that it just disappeared or something else happened. You know, so they come up with this plot to, you know, try to fake it as good as they could.
Yeah, well, it could be. I had not thought of that. Could be. It very well could be. You know, when I showed the picture, I think it was a week or so ago, I showed the picture of their original planned impact site, which was KBS-A. Along the rim of that crater, it looked like there was a rectangular area that looked like a structure. Now, again, I'm saying it looked like. I can't prove that it is a structure. But I talked about it back then. Maybe there is someone on the moon that just doesn't want to be fooled with. And maybe they are taking out satellites that get too close to the truth, or that get too close to impacting where they are.
One of the things that I've been guessing, and this is a long shot, is, you know, Ed Grimsley sees all of these, you know, battles happen up with those night vision goggles. And I'm thinking that's probably how a lot of it, a lot of these satellites are going, you know, is that they're getting taken out between here and the moon and whatever else, and they just disappear.
It could be. I find it really interesting that they did not run a correction on that statement about S. Satish, where he said it disappeared from radar. They didn't run a correction and say, you know, he was a little nervous and he misspoke. What he meant to say is it vanished from radar from radio communications. They didn't run a correction. They simply pulled the story and replaced it with a completely different quote that talked about radio communications being lost. So he didn't misspeak, and he didn't come out and say he misspoke. In my opinion, he told the truth, and it vanished from radar. And then someone said, oops, that means there's people will start saying there's someone up here that caused that ate the satellite, captured it, caused it to vaporize, something, because it vanished from satellite. I'll get it straight in a minute. It vanished from radar. Okay?
Wow.
So someone noticed that his statement that it vanished from radar would raise eyebrows. They pulled the story and replaced it with a completely different story.
Well, I know when it comes to media outlets, you know, websites, well, it's basically all it is websites, you know, news sites like that. If it be CNN or the AP, you get a lot of information like that come out like right off the press, like at the very minute, and then like a few hours later, it'll change to something totally different.
You're right. You want to hang on through the break, or does that about do it for you?
I'm done for now.
Okay. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. And we'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back. We are open line live tonight. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. I've got a little bit of I've got NASA in the crosshairs a little bit here. Actually, not NASA so much as the moon in the crosshairs. I've been talking about this for several days now. This mystery of the missing satellite, the Indian satellite, coupled with the fact that NASA comes out today, well, we all saw that the camera went dead as they approached the crater that was to be crashed into, and then now we've had a caller that says he's seen on TV pictures of it, and pictures of the crash, and the plume coming up. But I'm holding in my hands statements by the chief scientist, the project scientist, and the principal investigator on the LaCrosse mission. His name is Anthony, and I think it's pronounced Colapreti. And he says that it was not important. He downplayed the importance of having no pictures of the plume. And now, if they have pictures of the plume, if that's what's being shown on TV, what's up here? Something is awry. But the fact that the cameras went dead as they approached the crash location, as they got close to the crash location, seems a little bit odd in light of the fact that they're looking for water, so they say. Chandrayaan-1 found that there is water on the moon, and then it disappeared from radar. And then, just like the Chandrayaan-1 satellite disappeared from radar, the report that said it disappeared from radar disappeared from the internet. and got replaced with a whole different report. Now, the second version, the second report that's out there now, you can find it everywhere. It's the same article. It's just that paragraph where he says that it disappeared from radar has been taken out, and a new paragraph has been inserted that says they lost radio communications with the satellite. And I hope you can, I hope you sense the gravity of that. I hope you understand the gravity of that. The gravity of that is pretty momentous. In one case, the radio failed, but it's still there. In the other case, the satellite is gone. Fairly momentous. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, please, and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Mark from Ohio.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, I got a few questions for you, a little off your topic tonight.
Okay, is it within our genre of the strange and unexplained?
Oh, yes.
Okay, shoot.
Have you heard of Arthur Neumann? He's a former Livermore scientist and Project Camelot witness who has claimed that he has been on an underground base on Mars and that it is populated with both Mars and Earth humans. I wonder if you had heard this or you can comment on Arthur's statement.
I have heard it. I have also heard that statement from other people. And I don't know what to comment. I find it very, very interesting, compelling information. And, you know, as far as is there any way for us to verify that, no, there's not. But I think when you couple what he says with his credentials and you couple his credentials and what he says with the fact that other people have made similar claims, I think there's enough smoke to say there must be a fire.
Have you heard of Andrew Basaggio?
Basaggio? Yeah, he's been on the show.
Has he? I missed that show.
No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of someone else. Actually, the answer to have I met him or do I know him, the answer is yes, I have met him. I have not had him on the show, but I have met him.
Do you think you'll be able to get him on the show?
Maybe. I sent an email, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and have not heard back yet. But one of the things, and you know, this doesn't bother me, other than I have to, if he's on the show, I have to ask the question. And that is that the photographs that he says show these things. He, for those who don't know, Andrew Basaggio is an attorney, and he also has a very high interest in Mars and has some photographs, NASA photographs, that he says show humans and buildings, etc., in the photographs, and animals in the photographs. These are photographs of Mars. And he has not been willing to have those examined by photographic experts. And on the one hand, I understand his point. His point is, what is there that they can say? These are NASA photographs. What is it that they can say? Because you can't get your hands on, they're NASA photographs, therefore you cannot get your hands on any negatives or any original data. You can only get what's on their website. And that's true. However, some photographic experts would be able, I think, to say, well, this thing that he says is human, actually appears to be this and this, and a shadow cast this direction. They can give you an analysis of it. And so they would discount a whole lot of what he says. However, there would be some things where they would be able to say, we don't know what that could be. It doesn't appear to be any natural structure. And those are the ones then that you would focus on. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm less impressed with his photographs. You know, he sees things that I think might be what he's saying they are. But what's really interesting to me is some of his, you know, when he tells, for example, he claims as a child that he was involved in a CIA project called Project Pegasus,
mm-hmm.
which involved teleportation to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've heard this yet, but one of the fascinating things he talks about is when he was a young child, his father took him to an Air Force base where he met human beings from Mars, and he actually got to see their craft take off from the base. And it's really a fascinating story. There is a YouTube interview of him now out by Jessica Mystic. I don't know if you've ever
mm-hmm.
heard of it. But if you Google or search on YouTube for that, that would be an interesting thing for you to watch.
All right, now let me ask you something.
Sure, sure.
What do you think? You think there is a base on Mars and that there are humans and humans from Earth and humans from Mars that are working in this base? And do you think these people who say they've been there have been there?
I have an open mind. I think it's a possibility, and I think it certainly deserves looking into in some more detail. I also think it's possible that Arthur Neumann and Andrew Bisaggio might have been subject to some kind of mind control. And maybe just like Dan Burrish, they're telling a story that they think is true or believe is true, and it may just be part of the truth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's gone through my mind anyway. But I think it's possible. I think it's certainly possible. Another person that you might want to interview, and then I'll get off the line here, is Dr. Pete Peterson. I don't know if you've heard of him yet. Have you heard of
him? I've heard of him. I really can't say that I've researched him and know anything about him, but the name has come up. I've gotten some emails from people who say, you know, I should consider having him, but I haven't yet done any research on him.
He has claimed that he has studied ancient Sumerian documents.
Okay, look, we have a break coming up. Are you willing to hang on through the break?
Sure, just a little, yeah.
Yeah, hang on. And we'll be back, folks, right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We have Mark on the line. Mark, we had to step away for a break there, but you were about to tell us about Pete Peterson.
Sure, Kevin. I won't take up much more of your time, but Dr. Pete Peterson claims that he has built anti-gravity craft as well as worked on teleportation technology, and he says much of what he learned came from studying ancient Sumerian documents that described very clearly how to build some of this technology. And one of the things I wanted to mention before I get off here is he estimates that 15% of our population has some off-world genetics, and that group of people is resistant to the mind control that most of the population is under right now.
Well, let me tell you, I estimate, honestly, 100% of us have off-world genetics.
Well, yeah.
The Human Genome Project came up with the information that we have 223 genes, we humans, have 223 genes that have no evolutionary predecessors. That means they did not arise here on this planet. They came from somewhere else.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right, Kevin, and I appreciate talking to you. I don't want to take up too much of your time here.
All right, Mark. Well, look, I appreciate the call. It's very interesting, and I'll look into these folks that you've mentioned. All right, folks, it is Open Line Live. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. or toll free 888-223-4599. As always, if you happen to live outside of the USA and you live outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message, and I will be more than happy to read the flash message, and we'll comment on it, okay? Now, the way you do that is you go to my website, which is kevinsmithshow.com, and you just scroll down, and what will happen is you will see a link that says flash message. But you got to be outside of the USA and outside of Canada. Inside the USA and inside of Canada, we use telephones. And if you know, there's no excuse to say, well, I can't afford the long distance call. I pay for the call. Call the toll-free number, 888-223-4599. Let's see. It looks like we've got a flash message or two. Here is one from the United Kingdom. It says, latest news from the NASA horror show, target missed. Repeat, target missed by a whisker. Actually, it ended up in the same place as the Indian satellite. Eh? That's from Umberto. Well, who knows? Maybe it did end up in the same place as the Indian satellite, which is gone. Maybe it crashed. Maybe it didn't. It was intended to crash. Maybe it didn't. We don't know, because the cameras went dead as it approached the crater that it was supposed to crash into. So, yeah, that's a little bit of an eyebrow raiser. You put it together, you know, with that Indian satellite missing from radar, and put that together with the story, with the report that it was missing from radar. It went missing. And they just pulled that out of the report and put a whole new paragraph in that says nothing about radar. Put all that together. Does it make you say, Makes me say, Also, you know, somebody that called in, I forget which caller it was, mentioned Ed Grimsley. And Ed Grimsley, of course, talks about these UFO wars taking place, and that you can see them with top quality night vision goggles. I have seen it through his goggles. I have been present when somewhere around 100 people were doing a sky watch with him, and he was they were passing around the goggles and watching, and they saw them as well. These are not satellites. You know, a satellite just tracks across the sky in a straight line. These things will go across the sky. A satellite comes across the sky fairly slowly. These things that people are seeing through night vision come across the sky like this, but not like a meteor, because they come across and stop and go a different direction. They fly in formation with each other. And I have not seen the beam of light come out and another one from one of them and the other one blows up. I haven't seen that, but there are people, lots and lots and hundreds of people, who say they have seen it. And of course, Ed Grimsley is one of those people who says he has seen it. So it's pretty interesting. But you put all that together, and having that camera go dead as the lacrosse approached its impact site seems a little bit more than coincidental to me. Maybe not. Maybe it is exactly as they told us. But you see, and this is a message for NASA, and you know, you don't need to relay this to them. You can, but they're listening. You guys at NASA have fed us too many lines of crap. now, when something like this happens, even if you tell us the straight truth, we're suspicious of it because you've been caught too many times telling us things we can prove are not true. And so you've painted yourself into a corner on your credibility here. So maybe it happened exactly as you have reported to us that it happened with the lacrosse mission. Maybe it did. And maybe you, because of that, and because you know that it happened that way, you think I'm wacky for even being suspicious. But consider, it is you who made us suspicious by not telling us the whole truth about a lot of stuff. And you've been caught. You've been caught doctoring photographs. You've been caught telling us that there's next to no atmosphere on Mars. It's so thin, it's just incredibly thin. Next to nothing for atmosphere. And then putting together a program to fly an airplane on Mars. So, it's you that painted yourself into the corner on credibility. And the only way to paint yourself out of that corner, the only way to get out of that corner, is to come clean on this stuff. And, you know, it's up to you. But, as long as things are as they are, you have created the situation where we're suspicious when something like this happens. And maybe you don't care. That's okay, too. Because I don't care if you don't care. What I do care about is that when we look at all of these things, there seems to be too much of a pattern. Let's go back to your Mars polar lander. The polar lander was a huge success. You landed it where you intended to land it. And I have to applaud you for that. I think it was great. But when you came out with that story about it found perchlorate, it didn't find any chlorine in the samples. It only found oxygen in the samples. It didn't find chlorine, and you call it perchlorate? Come on, who are you kidding here? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Ryan in Washington.
Hi, Ryan.
How you doing?
Good.
I was listening to your show earlier on the week with Robert Linkster, and I didn't have a chance to call in. I've been kind of busy all week. I'm going through moving and stuff, so I'm kind of out of loop a little bit. But, it was pretty fascinating, the connections with the John Kennedy assassination. And another piece of the puzzle that I always thought was kind of fascinating, I don't know if you've heard this, you might, but one of the people that was subpoenaed by Harrison from the Grassy Knoll was the same guy that was involved, the last name Chrisman. Have you heard that before? He's the same guy that was involved with the Kenneth Arnold ordeal up here.
No, I had not heard that.
Yeah. I listen to a lot of radio shows, and I pay attention to it, and I try and learn as much as I can.
Okay, so this is a guy that was involved with the Kenneth Arnold UFO sighting.
Right. One of the agents that was with him that was dealing with that whole situation, and of course there was a plane crash and all that, that went by the last name of Chrisman. And his first name kind of escapes me. Some in the audience might know this a little bit better. But that exact name, and from what I understand from some of the researchers there, that one of the people that was subpoenaed by Garrison to appear in court as a suspected Grassy Knoll suspect. He placed him there, and the Grassy Knoll was the same exact guy.
So what do you think? Do you think that this Chrisman guy, are you making a connection that he was involved in the Kenneth Arnold UFO situation and that he was a shooter at the Grassy Knoll? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know, but I just find it kind of curious. I don't know if he was a shooter or not, but I just find it kind of curious that I don't know if it's been ever actually proven with scientific evidence, but I know that I heard that from one of the people. I forgot who I heard that from. I think it might have been.
Well, it doesn't matter where you heard it, but okay. What was his involvement with Kenneth Arnold?
I believe that he was one of the people that wanted to get the medal from him.
Kenneth Arnold, I was not aware that Kenneth Arnold had any medal. He's the one that he was flying his airplane and saw a group of unidentified flying objects, and he said their motion through the air was like if you skipped a saucer across the water. And so then the press picked that up and came up with flying saucers. You see, he never said they were saucer-shaped, and when he drew pictures of them, they were bat-winged.
Well, it could have been the Ebi Island incident, which was a different one, where there was apparently some sort of... You'd have to dig it up a little bit. I don't have all the details of it, but I know that there's a connection between those two, and someone in the audience might know a little bit more about it. But I know that Kenneth Arnold was supposed to meet at a motel with some people, and his room was bugged, and one of the people there was his Chrisman, and I don't have all the exact information on this. I'm sorry, I don't. I know that he was the same guy, was one of the guys that was subpoenaed.
Well, I'll look into that. That's an angle I had not heard of.
But I wanted to. If there's anybody in the audience that listens to the show but hasn't picked up the phone and called in yet, I'd just like to challenge any of them to do it. It's pretty easy. You just kind of like you're talking to a friend on the phone.
Yeah. I don't bite, do I? Okay, thanks. Listen, thanks for the call, and thanks for promoting having other people call. I don't bite.
It's always interesting to hear new callers come on with their experiences. If anybody's seen anything paranormal or unexplained, I'd like to hear their stories, to call in and tell us their stories. And also, Kevin, have you heard from Dawn at all? Alien Seeker News? Haven't heard.
It's been about I guess maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks since I talked with Dawn. I talked with him on the telephone. Yeah. And Don, you know, his site got just destroyed by hackers. And
is it going yet or not?
He's not back up yet. At the same time that this happened, Don was going through some real medical situations, and really, really bad medical situations. But he sounded as if he was beginning to get back on his feet physically when I talked with him. But I haven't heard from him since then.
Well, I've been out of the loop all day. I've been kind of busy, and I really haven't been paying attention to the NASA probe that landed in the moon today. I was hoping to kind of catch on with it later, and I did a big mistake of watching mainstream media and to see how they reported on it, and they just it was unbelievable how bad our mainstream media is getting.
Well, they are now the fringe media.
Unbelievable. They're talking about David Letterman's sex life over mm-hmm. this kind of stuff. And then I turn on your show, and it's the first time all day that I've heard that there was some sort of a malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a video available at all of the...
Well, I don't know. I haven't looked on YouTube. I was watching when it happened, and then I went and got this report, printed out this journalistic report here. That reported on what happened, and actually it's about the best report out there. It's not, of course, from any of the standard major media in the USA. It's from AFP, but anyway,
you know,
it's
report on it for a couple of seconds, and then they go on to something else, and the only place you can really get the real news is to tune into your show. That's how I found out about there's other sides to things than just the standard story, so that's why I love listening to your show.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. And thank you for the call. I really appreciate the call, Ryan. Mainstream media is no longer mainstream. when it comes to reporting on what's actually happening. They're the fringe media. And, you know, they're reporting on, as he said, you know, all the nonsense stuff. I mean, like the David Letterman thing. Who cares? I mean, his wife cares, and she should. But, I mean, who cares? How is this important? David Letterman's affairs, how is that important to you, to me? It isn't. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Yeah, hi, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Yeah.
Sorry to butt in again, but your last caller, or even you, at talked about YouTube, and I just was checking YouTube, and there's a bunch of stuff on there about it, and they got video of it, and also on the Disclosure TV,
mm-hmm.
they also have players and showing this supposedly down to the impact, but you're not seeing any plumes and stuff, so people might want to look at that and investigate that.
How were they able to get video when their camera went dead and on the live feed, and they say the cameras have malfunctioned? How did they get video with the cameras malfunctioning?
Yeah, I don't know. In your break, if you could bring up Disclosure TV, you know, and put in lacrosse.
Well, that's not possible because during the break, Disclosure TV is excessively slow opening. And there's not enough time in the break for me to get a video open and see it.
I think it would give you a lot more talking points, but...
Well, I saw the live video.
Mm-hmm.
What they said was live video, and I saw it when it went dead. And so did all the reporters on the planet.
Narrated by NASA, and, you know, they're showing everything but the impact.
Supposedly. Yeah, yeah, it goes dead before the impact.
Well, as the impact happens, they lose camera with the second vessel, but when they drop the tank, they still have video, but you don't see a plume. But then, you know, the thing itself that they launched out there, they rammed that into it, too. And, of course, when it hit, it's dead. But it shows it obviously closing in on the crater and everything. So,
well, if that's the case, then what they did is they purposely killed the live feed just in case there was something we shouldn't see.
Yeah, that could be. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't see no plume or anything on the video that I was watching, but I didn't get to go through a lot of it, but... I just wanted to hurry up and share that with you.
All right.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. Thanks for the call. Well, now, if that video exists, and you can see it all the way down till it makes impact, if that exists, that means they purposely killed the live feed and said the cameras malfunctioned. Why was that? Uh-oh, there goes that eyebrow again. You watching NASA? That's the NASA eyebrow. I love you guys at NASA. I really do, and I support NASA. And you know that I have said I think we ought to double the budget at NASA, but we also ought to have a house cleaning and get rid of every one of you guys at NASA that takes part in the cover-up and that participates in lying to us. I think NASA is a great idea. I think it's a great agency. It needs to be cleaned up. And it needs some new marching orders that say, be open and transparent. And then they need to get rid of the people that are not open and transparent and double the budget. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? I'm sorry, caller, your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Bob from California.
Yeah, Bob.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
It's going good. My eyebrows are getting a workout tonight.
Yeah, I was laughing at that. That was pretty funny. I guess that's one of the best positive things about the live camera is to see your reaction on things because, you know, looking at someone's reactions is half of the fun sometimes.
Yeah, it is. Well, I have some reactions about this NASA story. I got a lot of reactions about this NASA story.
I got a question for you regarding that NASA story.
All right.
Did
Go ahead.
You do the same thing that me and my friend did when you were watching the video and start busting up laughing at how ridiculous it was that they just happened to, you know, have lost all that footage. When the news reporter was saying that, I started busting up laughing with my friend. We're like, they're so full of it.
It was predictable. I would have been surprised if this thing had come off without a hitch and we saw everything. That would have surprised me. This didn't surprise me at all. I expected there would be some funny business.
Possible theory out there. There could have been either maybe an old base that we didn't know about or something possibly even alien in origin from years ago. You were mentioning buildings. I think that they flat out blew something up. I really do. I think that, they're worried about how much water's on there. They know how much water's on there in the sand, I mean, you know, in the dust. I don't really see them spending all that money just to look at a little bit of a cloud when they've already got things going on and they're lying about things. And it's the kind of thing where if somebody's completely lying so much all the time and then people look at you and they go, do you believe them? It's like, no.
Yeah, that's right. Like I said, they've painted themselves into the corner on credibility. And the only way to come out of that corner is to come clean and start telling the truth about everything that they've already lied about. That would help. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Do you want to hang on through the break? Because we have a break coming up.
Yes, I will.
All right, hang on through the break. And we'll be back, folks, right after this. Back to the Kevin Smith Show. Let me say to Bob, during the break, our phone system went dead, and it cut you off. I didn't cut you off, Bob. We use Vonage, and the Vonage server, either we were interrupted or it had problems. Anyway, it went dead, and it rebooted, but it booted you off the line. So, Bob, if you want to call back in, please feel free to do so. The telephone number, folks, is 623-444-5889. Toll-free, 888-223-4599. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
I have a challenge for you.
All right, I like challenges. Let's go.
All right. You remember that executive order, I think it was Eisenhower signed or wrote or something like that? About the secrecy or something like that? And you said that the only way it can be overturned is to have a president rescind it. Right.
I think it was Truman, but I'm not sure about which president. But, this was in the show that I did with Robert Collins. Exempt from Disclosure is the name of his book, and I made the statement that if you want openness and transparency, if that's what you want about UFOs, then if the document that gives them exemption from disclosure, if that is an executive order, then the only thing that has to happen is for the executive we have now, that would be Mr. Barack Obama, to sign a new executive order rescinding that one and telling them to be open and to disclose what they know. If it's an executive order that causes the secrecy, it's an executive order that ends it.
All right, here's your challenge. Get Barack Obama on program. And have him and tell him what get the people to get explain to him that people want this stuff out in the open.
Do you really think that Barack Obama would come on the Kevin Smith Show?
I think he's too scared to come on your show.
Kevin. I don't think he's scared of anything, but I really don't. I don't. People who are scared don't become president. because if you're scared, I mean, every idiot in the world has a gun aimed at you, and you've got a few folks trying to keep you alive for 4 years. You can't be scared. But, no, I don't think he's scared. But I don't think this is the type of show that he would come on. I think that he would think this would tarnish his reputation in the world.
So be it.
Oh, well, no. I said they're not scared. They are scared of one thing, and that's not being reelected.
No, that's true.
Yeah. But I, it's a good idea. If, you know, I mean, there's been a million or so faxes and emails that have been sent to the White House with the Paradigm Research Group campaign telling them we want disclosure. So they know this. And, you know, there's not any big secret that the American people want the government to come clean about UFOs. The American people do want that. But
yeah.
I think his position, when he was asked during the campaign, Tim Russert asked the question about UFOs. And then candidate Obama said, look, I don't know if UFOs are real. I don't know if there's any people out there on other worlds, but I do know we've got a lot of problems right here on this world that we need to face. And so that's his position. His priority is earthbound.
Yeah, but if that technology that they've reverse engineered could help us, that would be a boon.
Well, I agree with you. I just don't think that falls within the... I don't think it's on the plate of priorities that are in front of the president right now. And I wish he would. You're right. You know, the people want it done, and I think that there is a possibility he may eventually do it. But I don't think it's going to be right now or any time real soon.
Well, if the crash that Dick Criswell is predicting happens, I hope he does it awful quick.
Well, that crash may happen. I love Dick Criswell, and he's a good friend. I am hoping that Dick is 100% wrong about that, and but we will all find out at the same time. I really hope there's not going to be a massive general crash of the economy. It's bad enough as it is.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Yeah, who knows? I mean, you know, once we start talking about the economy, we're into an area where I have little expertise. I just sincerely hope that that prediction goes awry. I really do. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Bob from California. I got disconnected.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard my announcement. During the break, the Vonage server disconnected itself, and it automatically rebooted, but it booted you off the line, so I don't know. Yeah, you had something else you wanted to bring to our attention.
Yes, I did. I wanted to say that I'm really excited about that Halloween party. I had to wait till Friday, even though it was $5, which is nothing, and I... Right when I knew that money was in my account, I signed up right away, and I'm really excited. And one of the things I wanted to mention, if you did have something going on that night, those late night parties usually start about 8, 9, some of them 10 to 2. What I'm planning on doing is I'm going to stay through this party and do that from 7 to 9, and then I'm going to hop in my car and put on some stuff and show up casually late to a party and leave casually early. And then come back and then listen to some archive shows while I stay up and have fun with a friend. And so I'm really excited about that. I encourage everybody to be there. I'll be there. And the last thing I was going to leave you with Yeah, I always like to say something pessimistic at the end because that's the reality we live in usually. well, some of us do, if you look around. The last thing I'll leave you with is it's amazing that it's 2009 and we can't take a chunk of something and strap a camera on it, throw it through a very small atmosphere and have it hit something without it going out.
I hear you. Like I said, it made my NASA eyebrow rise. but my NASA eyebrow rises rather frequently these days. And as I said, you know, there's just way, way, way too many of these things for it to be coincidence. Maybe it is a coincidence, but it just doesn't seem like it. It seems like there's a pattern of hiding information and obfuscation. I mentioned the Mars Polar Lander. Now, that was a wildly successful mission. Now, you had the chief scientist, Dr. Peter Smith, down in Tucson, who said, you know what? When they scooped up that dirt and then they put it in the onboard lab and tested it, he said, that's dirt just like in your backyard. You could probably grow asparagus in it. That's a quote. Within 24 hours, other NASA scientists were coming out saying, hold on, no, that dirt's full of perchlorate, and that would preclude life being there. Well, then, the same day they came out with that statement, I did research on perchlorate and research on what their experiment on Mars actually showed. And I told you, I shared it with you right here on the show. I told you what their experiment actually showed was a big spike of oxygen, no chlorine. In order to have perchlorate, you have to have chlorine around which are gathered a whole bunch of oxygen molecules. They didn't have perchlorate. That's not what their science showed. What they found is when you burn the dirt on Mars, you get a lot of oxygen, and that is what they found back in 1975-76 with the Viking mission. Same thing they found back then. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Dave from Central Florida.
Hi, Dave.
Good afternoon. Good evening to you. Listen, I needed to call and apologize for your wake-up call this morning.
That's okay. Look, let me tell you something. I had already been up, and then I had come back in here and sat down at my desk and just dozed off a little bit, kind of half-dozed off while I was waiting for the computer to process some stuff, and then the phone rang. So it was okay. I was up.
Okay. Well, some of my buddies reminded me of the time difference between where I am and where you are.
Yeah, but that time of the morning, I'm back up at it again.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now to get to my comment on the topic for this evening, which is NASA being so secretive. You know, there's two sides to every coin, Kev.
Yeah.
And I have to ask a question here. Would you have rather them continued live broadcasting and possibly disclosed some facts that we paid for? It was our dime. This mission was the United States people's money. That they got this mission there, and all of the results belong to us. I have to side with NASA on that. That our boys need to examine the evidence first, and I hope that they are at least honest enough with the people of the United States to at least disclose what they discovered after the fact.
Okay, let me answer both sides of this question. First, I'll answer the second side, that you hope that they will be honest enough to disclose to us, to the people of the United States, what they've discovered. I have no confidence in that, because they have repeatedly not disclosed what they've discovered and repeatedly disclosed to us faked photographs. Okay? Even people that were involved with airbrushing photographs, So they were airbrushing out photographs of ruins and bases on the moon. Those people have come forward and testified that they did that. Okay, so NASA tells us there's almost no atmosphere on Mars. The atmospheric pressure, according to NASA, the atmospheric pressure at the surface of Mars is less than 1% of what we have on Earth. It's 0.07%. No, 0.7%. Okay, so it's not even 1% of what we have on Earth. And then they put together a program to fly an airplane on Mars. Now, you can't do that without air. Hang on, we have a break. Just hang on through the break, and I'll answer the other side of the question. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. David, you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I was saying I'd have no confidence that they will disclose to us everything they find because they don't have a history of doing that. Secondly, I'll answer the first part of the question, that it's our science and our people need to have first shot at the information. I agree with that. But the pictures are not the science. The science is all of those spectrographic measurements and stuff that they do to determine what blew out of the hole. And they say that happened. Okay, so they're going to get first shot at it. And they always would have because the data was coming to them. Okay, now the pictures were coming to us, and there's no science in the pictures. The only thing that I can think of is that, number one, there's something they didn't want us to see, or there was something they suspected there would be something there they didn't want us to see, so they cut the live feed and said there was a camera malfunction. Or there was an actual camera malfunction, but it's hard to believe that based on their track record of not telling us the truth when they really find stuff. Or number three, there was a camera malfunction because someone on the moon took out the satellite. Now, those are the only things that I can see as possibilities. There's no reason why we should not have been able to see the everything right down to impact. Now, we've had two callers on here tonight that say that there is video showing all the way down to impact. If that's the case, that means they lied when they cut the video. And then the question is, why did they cut the video and why did they lie in the live broadcast?
Well, it may be too that they are watching the mock-up that they made. They had a video of what was supposed to happen, and I know my news actually showed the real event up to that point, and then they switched.
To the mock-up.
Mm-hmm. To the mock-up, yeah.
Yeah. But I think the camera went dead. But when you put that with the Chandrayaan 1 satellite discovered that there was indeed water on the moon, and then the next thing that happens is we have S. Satish coming out from their version of NASA saying the satellite disappeared from radar. And the next thing that happens is that statement disappears from the reports on the internet, and the exact same article is republished with a whole new paragraph in there. And it doesn't say he misspoke and he wants to correct it. They just put new information in there, different information in there, that doesn't include radar. Now, the thing disappeared. It didn't just lose radio contact. If you lose radio contact with a 747, the 747 still shows up on radar because it's still in the air. You just can't talk to them. So this satellite, if what Satish said is true, it disappeared. It vanished. So you put all that together, and the question then is, did our lacrosse mission actually disappear as well? And if so, who's doing that?
I know NASA. I've done work for them from 1999 through 2005.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only contractor cleared by the FBI, certified to go in and do work on their modular buildings at NASA.
Mm-hmm.
All my crew members had to be FBI certified. And I know how they are about keeping secrets. They're very tight-lipped. You're pretty much escorted everywhere. And they guard their secrets really close to the chest. That's about all you can say about NASA.
Yeah. And all I'm saying is, unless, if there was not a serious malfunction, and there could be, but there's no reason to believe them because they've not been truthful with us on other things. If there was not a serious malfunction that caused that camera to go dead, then there was perhaps some serious attack on the spacecraft itself. Is there someone else on the moon? I don't know, but I have had a number of people with lots of high credentials that say, yes, indeed, there's someone else on the moon. Well, if there is, are they taking out our satellites?
I would be more lenient to believe, Kevin, there was something there, something that has been there, something our astronauts saw the last time they was there and started to make comment about, that if we are truly going back to the moon, they don't want anybody else to see.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that... they might have took something out and used this as a cover slash story.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll, as the general public, we'll never know. So,
no, we won't.
Kevin, I'm gonna go ahead and wish you well. And
well, listen, thanks for the call. I appreciate it much. And stay safe down there in Central Florida. I appreciate you. All right, we're on final approach. We are just about out of time. There are people that will hear the comments that I've made about NASA and will get all tangled up and upset. But the fact is, NASA has airbrushed photographs. The fact is, they show you photographs of Mars where Mars is all red, red, red. And Mars is not red. They even show you a red sky on Mars. It's not red. It's blue. So they've painted themselves into the corner on credibility. I didn't do that. They have, and they continue to do it. And something like this happens, and naturally, from someone like me who spent my life as a cop, once you lie to me, I suspect everything you say after the lie. And so do I suspect what NASA's saying about this? You bet I do. Do I suspect there's something funny going on here, something odd? Yeah, I do. And you think I'm somehow wacky because I don't believe the good boys down at NASA? Well, maybe so, but I'm a good cop. And a good cop understands that once you lie to him, he's going to suspect everything you tell him from then on. And maybe they are telling the truth. But it's up to them to prove it. It's their credibility that's at stake. It's they who painted themselves into that corner, not me. So maybe they will. I hope they do. And like I say, if they've got video of everything right up to impact, if they've got it and if it's out there, then they lied to us again today when they cut the video and said they had lost video, that it malfunctioned. So that'll be interesting to take a look at and see what's the deal with that. The Indian satellite, it disappeared from radar. That's what Mr. Satish said. And now they want us to think they just lost radio communication with it. It's gone. It's gone, according to Mr. Satish. Just like the Mars Global Surveyor, gone. Is the La Crosse mission gone? Was it gone before it actually impacted? As our last caller says, we may never know the truth about that. My friends call me Steel Eye, my enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.